Blog Talk Radio. Welcome you into Journey into Healing podcast. Now, I want you to know that these episodes are produced each and every week for your enjoyment, and I will be posting them over on ElizabethSampson.com, Facebook, Twitter, and on Blog Talk Radio, since we're going to do three things today. Hi, Mary. Welcome in. We are on Periscope, so if you see me. We are attempting Facebook Live over here. I'm not sure if it's working. And I have Blog Talk in front of me. So just to let all of you know, I'm trying to do the amazing feat of juggling producing this show. But I'm happy to be back here. My intention for this show is to inspire and awaken all of you, I don't know where you are, to take 100% control and responsibility for your health and getting you focused on moving from today's medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you are the architect of your belief, the creator of your reality, and the manifest master of your health. So this is the place to come where your transformational healings begin, your universal teachings are applied, and your thoughts are inspired and awakened to make change happen and shift in your world. Now, that being said, I intend to hold this place and this space as a sacred place or space for divine healing. So if you stumbled upon this broadcast, I want you to know that there are no coincidences out there, that the messages that you are going to hear here today are meant for your ears. And I'd like to ask you to share this podcast out with your family, your friends, and your followers, and any of those people that you think are interested in the topic or you think that this can help them along on their healing journey. Now, normally I have a call-in number for the show, but today I'm not going to do that since I'm trying to juggle all of these different things I have open here. So please bear with me. I have been on vacation for almost, well, actually I went on vacation for 2 weeks, but I've been away for almost a month. I'm happy to be back here. I'm still on an energy high and I think I'm over jet lag, but I enjoyed my time away, much needed after 11 years of no vacation. So any of you entrepreneurs out there that know that sometimes when you have a brick and mortar type of business, it's hard to get away. But I do want to say we successfully managed. The kids held the fort down and ran the business while my husband and I enjoyed our time away at a family wedding 3,000 miles away. So, yeah, we had a blast. But today we want to talk about, is coconut oil harming you? And this is a link that was placed on my Facebook page when I was still on vacation. I don't think I was back yet. And I saw it, I wanted to respond to it, but I wanted to also enjoy my vacation. So I didn't take that time to respond to the issues about coconut oil. Now, if you followed me for any time, you know that I've had high cholesterol problems in the past. I am not a nutritionist. I don't claim to be one, and I don't claim that anything that I have done for myself will help you. It's totally 100% up to you, your physician, and knowing your body and the way your body reacts to food, exercise, thoughts, it encompasses everything. So that being said, I'm going to talk a little bit about coconut oil and how it has affected me along my healing journey. So if anybody knows about me, they know that I had very high cholesterol. And of course, you know, I have my blood work results because I didn't want to give you falsified numbers. I wanted to give you the real numbers of my cholesterol. And coconut oil is something I do use in my diet. I use it in my recipes. And I also use extra virgin olive oil. Those are the only two fats that I use when in cooking in my diet on salads or whatever it may be. So I know that my blood work shows the results of both of those extra virgin olive oil and coconut oil in my system and the way my body reacts to it. So I'm just telling you that everybody reacts differently. No two diets work the same for anyone. You need to know your body. You need to know how it responds. This is why I follow my body so closely, because I'm interested in my health and my well-being. Now, that doesn't mean that on this vacation I didn't indulge or do any of that stuff, because, you know, hey, I'm human too, right? I did do that. Okay, so I want to tell you, my cholesterol, before I even started, now, being a registered nurse, you think I would know the difference in nutrition and health being for learning all about that, taking all the courses in medical, you know, in my medical training, and taking care of patients. But they don't break it down like they would do for a nutritionist, or even doctors don't get the in-depth training that they need. It's stuff that you learn out in the field when you're on your own or when you're working for somebody. So for myself, I want to tell you back, I'm going to give you the dates if I could see this, back in 2009, how many years is that? Seven, you know, whatever years away, my total cholesterol was 240. Now, I'm going to break that down to you, because my triglycerides were 215. Okay, so that's the fat that's in your blood, okay? This is before I even started with the nutrition. And they want your triglycerides to be below 150. And each place that you get your blood drawn is a little bit different. So you need to look at the parameters for your blood work on your paperwork or for where your labs were drawn. My HDL cholesterol at the time was 49, which wasn't too bad. You know, but it could have been better. You know, they do say your HDL, you want it according to your age. And I guess at that time, it was around my age at the time that a little bit above my age when I had that blood work taken. So that's how things were broken down. And it wasn't a pretty sight. I had another test on a VAP panel that showed that I was a candidate for a heart attack or a stroke because I had such small, dense particles in my blood instead of the large, fluffy, buoyant particles. So I was definitely a candidate. So, of course, this started the journey into healing for myself and getting to know nutrition, getting to know my body personally, how my body reacted to the foods that I ate, the exercise that I did. So, I started with extra virgin olive oil, of course, and I got rid of the butter, I got rid of all that stuff, and coconut oil. And the controversy about coconut oil along the lines is there's a, hang on, here's the blood work. There's a thing, something that was put on my Facebook page, and it was from the BBC.com, and it was coconut oil as unhealthy as beef fat and butter. Okay, so when I saw that, I really was like, really? What are they talking about? You know, I'm not a nutritionist, but I've done my research on this. And if anybody wants to debunk it, they can. You know, do your own research on it and what you find. But to me, that's not the case. Yes, coconut oil is high in saturated fats. But as this article that states that came on my Facebook page, it talks about the theory is based on how much of one particular type of saturated fat that these products contain. And they're talking about coconut oil. So they say eating a diet high in saturated fat can raise the level of bad LDL cholesterol in the blood. I don't disagree with that. That is true. It can. And it may clog your arteries and increase the risk of heart disease and stroke. That's also very true. But it says here that 82% of the fat in coconut oil is saturated. Okay, that is true. But what is coconut oil made out of? Okay, so let me just break this down for you. And like I said, I'm not a nutritionist, but there's a lot of nutritionists out there that do know about this. Okay, and one, I want to say Uri Elkeem. If anybody doesn't follow Uri Elkeem, he is great. He is a registered dietitian or nutritionist. He's also a fitness expert. And this comes from his site. Coconut oil is a medium chain triglyceride formation. And we are now finding that this unique molecular arrangement sets apart from other saturated fats. Okay, there's short chain, there's long chain, there's medium chain triglycerides. And you're going to have to research that on your own to find out what is what. But coconut oil contains saturated fat that increases, listen to this one, it increases your good cholesterol, which is the HDL portion of your cholesterol. You have LDL, low density lipoproteins, and HDL, which are the high ones. The HDL is the good, the LDL is the bad. And both of them in combination create your total cholesterol and your ratio, which is very important in cholesterol, is the ratio, how it breaks down. So when you do take coconut oil, you do raise your cholesterol. You raise your LDL slightly, but you also raise your HDL, which is the good cholesterol. Your total cholesterol will raise, but you need to know the ratio of your cholesterol. What is that? It's got to be between, I think it's 3 and 4. Okay, so if you take your total cholesterol number and you divide it by your HDL, you'll come up with the amount. So for myself, after doing this, now this is 2017. My total cholesterol went to 219, which you're going to say, oh my God, Elizabeth, that's high. But my HDL raised to 63. My LDL is at 150, okay? So if you take the total cholesterol, 219, and you divide that by the 63, you're going to come up with 3.47. And that is the ratio that you're looking for. You want to be under 4, okay? And that's where you want to be. So if you ask your doctor, I mean, I don't know if you have a doctor that's big on cholesterol. My doctor happens to be one that focuses on it, pays attention to it. And of course, this was after I had this blood work done right after Easter. So that wasn't fair to that. But I, you know, hey, I indulged on Easter. Okay. But, you know, I want to tell you, I could go from somewhere being like 240 down to, I think at the lowest point my total cholesterol was 124 without medication. Okay. So I am a work in progress. We all are a work in progress. But I want to tell you, there are things about coconut oil, and if you follow Uri Alkeem, you'll know. There, you can use, this is how I use coconut oil, and then I'll give you some other things that he uses coconut oil in. I cook with coconut oil. I used to cook with extra virgin olive oil, and I want to say sometimes I still do if it's at a low heat. But you break down the properties of the oil. The higher the heat, when you get to the smoking point, you lose the nutrients that you need in the oils, okay? So coconut oil is the only one that has a higher point, and it doesn't lose the nutrients, okay? It's higher in saturated fat than extra virgin olive oil. But as far as cooking, it's better for you to cook in, okay? There are other oils out there that have a high point that don't lose the nutrients, but they're not as good for you in the long run. There's oils that are chemically made, and they're not as good for you as those two. And trust me, I've tried almost everything. I can't say I tried everything. So coconut oil, like last night I had a vegetarian chili I made with coconut oil, and it was just all vegetables and coconut oil cooked down, and I added my chili seasonings to it, and that's basically all it was. Actually, that recipe is in the upcoming ebook I have coming out on healing foods. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But okay, as far as coconut oil uses, big one is if you're a bread eater. I mean, I happen to love bread or toast, but instead of using butter, you can spread that on your bread or your toast, and it tastes better than butter, in my opinion. You can also melt it down, use it for on top of popcorn if you eat popcorn. You can put it in your smoothies. There are some smoothie recipes that I use coconut oil in. And like I said, cook, you know, your vegetables, your meat, whatever you make. You can also use it in cooking and baking. So if you're going to make anything, like I make black bean brownies, which are to die for, which is another recipe that you can get in my book. I use coconut oil in that. To make like almond butter or, you know, anything like that, you can use coconut. You can substitute that instead of using butter, use coconut oil. You can use it for recently, like I said, I was on vacation, and I reacted. The weather was different out there than it is here. We had 106 degree temperatures where I went, and my face broke out. My rosacea broke out from probably could be the stress from traveling, probably because I wasn't eating as healthy as I normally do, and you might see a little bit of a residual of that today, but I stopped using all products on my face and started using the coconut oil, and my face started to come back to normal. So I've also used it for my very dry, curly hair. You can use it to help with acne, if somebody has acne. Like I said, well, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, same, pretty much the same thing. Use it on, you could use it to remove your makeup. I've done that. I've done that before. For sore throats, for dandruff. I don't have dandruff problems, but I do have very, very dry hair. So I have used it for that. It can be used for a lot of things. If you're constipated, for GERD, if you have GERD, it helps with thyroid function. It does have anti-cancer properties, and it is healthy for your bones. And I'm not going to go too much into what the products are there. You can find some of that information in my ebook, as I give a lot of health benefits to the ingredients that I use in them. And believe it or not, coconut oil is good for weight loss. So all of you people out there that think that it's bad for you or that you can't lose weight if you have coconut oil because it's high in saturated fat. It helps with your appetite so you're not as hungry, and it can help you with weight loss and lower your cholesterol, the overall cholesterol, like I said, your ratio. It can also help with blood pressure, and it can be used for household stuff, you know, whatever you want to do. So anyways, there is an article out there called 45 incredible uses for coconut oil. I will put that on my site at elizabethsampson.com. I will also put that underneath this on Facebook. And I'm not sure, Blog Talk Radio, I'll put the link so everybody can get that valuable information that's out there. And I want to let you know that I do have, I talked a little bit about the ebook I have coming out, Healing Foods, Activate Your Healing Genes. This is volume one. There are recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner. There's information on a little bit about my background, and there is the health benefits of the foods that are in the book. That will be coming out for release at a very low rate in July, which is, oh my God, July is a couple days away, but I will post the date for the release on my page. So keep looking out for that. You can look over at elizabethsampson.com, or you can look over on Facebook. You can follow me over at Elizabeth Sampson RN, and of course Blog Talk Radio, and on Twitter, or here on Periscope, since I'm running all three at the same time. Hey, I'm not doing too bad, am I? I don't think I'm doing that bad. So that's the information, you know, that I have a little bit for you. There is so much research out there on medium chain triglycerides and coconut oil, for that being one of them. So I challenge you to do your research. Get out there. Find out what works for you, your body. And definitely, you know, what is going to help you in your healing journey. So look that up. Definitely come on over to ElizabethSampson.com. Find out about the ebook when it's going to be released. And it's going to be released at a very low rate in the beginning, and then after it's going to be part of a program. So hopefully you'll follow me over there at ElizabethSampson.com, here on Periscope, at eSampsonRN, and at Facebook Live, which is over there. Hopefully, I don't know if they can see me, Facebook Live at ElizabethSampsonRN. So I want to thank everybody for stopping in, and thank you for giving me a great month of vacation that I really needed, seeing family and friends far away. So if you want to learn more about activating your healing genes and turning off those illness genes, I want you to come on over to ElizabethSampson.com. Sign up for a free discovery call with me. Why not? What do you got to lose, right? It's free. And if you like the teachings that you hear over here on Periscope, Blog Talk, Facebook, since we're on all three, make sure you like me and make sure you follow the information. And you're welcome, Dahlia. Dahlia's saying thank you. You're welcome. Hopefully you got some information out of there. And remember, everybody, just remember, I want you to take 100% control of your health, because you hold the keys to it, okay? And it's just a matter of which road you want to travel down, which path you want to take. So until next time, which will be next Wednesday, probably at 3 or 3:30 Eastern, depending on what I have, we will be on. If for some reason I'm not live, I will tape it, but hopefully I will be live. And hopefully you will be able to join me. So until then, everybody, take care. Bye-bye.